Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter. Kol ha'olam mizbeach. Whenever you have to go up toward the top of the mizbeach. And in the previous Mishnah, we learned when you have to go up toward the top of the mizbeach. When you pour the water on sukkahs, when you pour the wine, the avoid of the bird oila. So kol ha'olam lemizbeach. All those who go up to the mizbeach. Oilin derech yimin. They go up the right side of the kevesh, the right side of the ramp. Now bear in mind, the ramp is south of the mizbeach. So those who go up the mizbeach, go up the right. So the right would be the east side of the ramp. And when they would reach the top, they would turn to the right. Now when the Kohen went up the Mizbeach, so sometimes you went mamish all the way up the ramp to the very top of the Mizbeach. Sometimes you went only halfway and you walked on that special ledge that led you to the Soiviv, which was the ledge that went around the Mizbeach. And you stood on that ledge, depending on what the Kohen was doing. But either way, Umakifin from the Lashon of Akafa is to go around. They would go around the Mizbeach the opposite way of a clock, counterclockwise. He turns to his right and he walks around the opposite way that a clock goes until they reach the place of the Avoida. And after the Kohen finishes doing what he has to do, he continues counterclockwise, going in the opposite direction of the clock until he gets to the other side of the ramp. The Yard and Derech Smol, and they come down the left, meaning the western side of the ramp. Right? If something goes from north to south, so to the right it's east, to the left it's west. There is an exception. So again, who does it this way? Who comes up the right side, goes counterclockwise, comes down the left side? The Kohanim that are coming up to process the Demei Chatas, the blood of the Chatas of an animal carbon, to organize the wood, or they had a big fork that they turned over the Avrim that were burning. They went up the right side, counterclockwise, came down the left side. However, Kehanim that went up to do the three things we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, the things that are done by the Keren Maravis Deroimis, the southwest, and remember what those three things were. They were Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis, the pouring of the wine that comes with certain karbanis, and the Oila Sa'if. Chutz min ha'Oila l'shloshet dvarim elu, they had a different mahalach. Shehoi Oilam, they would go up the left side of the Kevesh, which is the west side of the Kevesh. Again, the Kevesh is south of the Mizbeach. When you're going south to north, up, your left is west. They would turn to their left at the top and go directly to the corner that they had to go to, which was the southwestern corner. That's where these three Avoidas were done. The Chayzrin La'akev, and after they did the Avoida, that is either the Nisach HaMayim, the Nisach HaYayin, or Oila Sa'if, they would return the way they came. They went directly back to the ramp. They didn't circle around the Mizbeach. They went down the left western side of the ramp. In other words, he retraced his steps. Why? What was the big rush? Well, by the Nisach HaMayim and Yayin, there was a concern that the smoke of the Mizbeach is going to affect the taste or the reich. I am pouring the wine down anyway. No, it's a carbon. It has to be the best sort. It has to be Tamimim. That's learned from the Pasuk. Tamimim yulachem viniskeyem, the nesachim, the pourings also have to be tamim. And the oilas ha'ayv, there was also a concern that from the smoke it would die before they have a chance to do the avoida. So again, the kehanim going up the mizbeach. Try to picture it. The ramp is on the south of the mizbeach. So you're coming from the bottom toward the top, you're going south-north. If you're going south-north, to the right is east, to the left is west. Coming up the Mizbeach, they go on the right side of the Mizbeach, which is the east of the Mizbeach. They circle the Mizbeach counterclockwise. They turn to their right, and they circle the Mizbeach the opposite way of a clock. And they come down the left side of the Mizbeach, which is the western side of the Mizbeach. Unless the Kohen has to do the Avoida on the southwest corner, so he goes up the left side, so he's right there by the corner, and comes back down the same way. And that was for the Avoidas of Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, and Oila Sa'if. He could not take chance that the smoke of the karbanis could do damage to either the wine, oil, or the bird. Can you think of a connection between our Mishnah and Hilchas Chanukah? Hilchas Chanukah? Mm-hmm. You know that many of the halachas of which lechtala, which light you light first, on which side of the menorah you should stand, in which direction you should go, first night, other nights, come from how the Kohanim approach the Mizbeach. That's where we learn it from. Because there are two factors. I'm not going to get into it, but there's a factor of there's a cheshivas to go to the right. There's also Ein Mavirin ala mitzvah, a mitzvah in front of you, is what you're supposed to do first. And how we strike a balance, what to do right. Believe it or not, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, one day you'll learn the Lamdas in Hilchas Chanukah, and you'll remember our Mishnah.